Discounted MasterCard gift cards, a new way to earn airline miles when buying gift cards online, rumored changes to the Citi Prestige card, Hyatt award structure, and the Walmart Money Center. All this and more on today's Mileonomics podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion.
First item we're going to talk about is this breaking news, which breaking news on a podcast. Who knew? Citi is reportedly revamping their flagship Prestige card. And this hat tip goes out to Dave at Miles Talk. There's a lot of details out there on a lot of blogs right now, so we want to cover it just briefly here on the free edition of the podcast. We go into it much more in depth on the subscriber-only edition. And there's changes to the earnings structure, most notably 5X on air and dining. There's a new $250 credit, which is now going to go from airline to all travel. And the fourth night free is now capped 2 times per calendar year. That's quite a significant downgrade for many people. But I know, Robert, you use this card for fourth night free. Do you use it more than twice a year?
No, I think twice a year is actually pretty good for me.
That's good. Then it won't really effectively change anything there. The only other change I have on my list is that the annual fee bumps up to $495. But I think you'll be grandfathered in.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know if the improvements here are worth another $45, but I'm glad to see Citi is at least trying. You know, 5X on dining is nice. It's, you know, one more point than Amex Gold, which is one more point than Chase Sapphire Reserve. So
who will go six? Who?
I guess my problem with these categories is they're not really things that you can, like, you know, game a lot, you know, like,
yeah.
In order to get 5X back at restaurants, you have to eat a lot of restaurants. Maybe it's good for somebody who's in a reimbursed work situation, but in terms of broad utility, I don't know. It just seems, I'm glad that Citi's continuing to invest in the program.
Yeah, we need more details on like a sign-up bonus, some kind of heightened offer that might be coming. There's still a lot of information that needs to be flushed out. And this is actually still just a rumor at this point. So we're really just reporting on it because it just broke. Let's move on, Robert.
All right, item number two. MasterCard gift cards are on sale at Staples and online at giftcards.com this week. At Staples in store, they're $5 off the $200 cards, which brings the fee down to $1.95 per $200. The sale runs October 21st through October 27th in store only. And if you prefer an online deal, then they're $3 off per card at giftcards.com with the code SWEETEST. They couldn't even really get this promo right in the emails they sent out. The terms and conditions said something about sweetheart. They might think it's February. I don't know what sweetest and sweetheart have to
do. I really don't know either. It's such an odd promo code, right?
Yeah, the sale runs the 22nd, to the day we're recording here, through October 29th. So get $3 off on gift cards. It's only good for the first card in the transaction, meaning if you bought 4 gift cards, it would only be on the first one. So, you know, the utility of this is a little bit tricky to find, but in the paid version of our podcast, which you can subscribe to at Patreon, we'll go into some details on the sweet spot that we found in this. I think it is actually a pretty good one.
I agree. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, that Visa gift cards are on sale this week at Office Depot and Office Max, $10 off of a purchase of 2 or more. I believe it's $300 or more total.
You still help us buy you?
I do. I know you don't have any, but the fuel and dining everywhere and grocery everywhere cards do work. So they end up being zero fee, and those drain really well at Walmart. So just a little something to add in here to the free. Actually, that's not even in the paid subscriber podcast. That's only here in the free annual fee free edition. So
all manufactured spend is local. So I'm glad for
that's
sure.
Right. That's right. Moving on. Giftcards.com is actually now appearing in airline shopping portals. Covered this on the blog yesterday. Actually, Robert broke this story. He was the first person that I know to notice this. So if you read it somewhere else, you heard it here first. This is actually important for 2 reasons. And the first reason that I want to bring up, and the most important, is for you to consider the opportunity cost of your purchases. Don't just run out right now and use an airline portal with giftcards.com, because if you do that, you're effectively trading 1.25 cents for every airline mile. We can't get into all the details here on the No Annual Fee podcast, but on the subscriber podcast, Robert gets into a lot of detail and I get into a lot of detail on how to mentally think through this. The second reason that this is important is if these shopping portals were to start some kind of bonus for larger purchases, then you could really effectively leverage that with the giftcards.com purchase.
I think we'll absolutely see some of those promos coming up for the holidays, and I'd rather buy something like gift cards than try to force myself to make a purchase that I wasn't ready to make. So I think that's a really nice thing. All right, next up, rumors of changes are afoot at Hyatt. Anytime somebody says something about the Hyatt award chart changing, we all get jumpy because it's one of the best award charts out there. The rumor that I latched onto was that for premium suite awards, they're going to charge double the number of points of a standard award room. So right now, their award chart works that at, for example, a category 7, which is their top category, it costs 30,000 points for a night. And they're saying that for double that number of points, 60,000 points, you can get not just a suite, but a premium suite. It's always tricky with Hyatt how they categorize standard room versus suite versus premium suite. But when you look at Hyatt, there's some pretty nice suites that they have at their nicer properties. Might not be the presidential suite, but it might be big enough to afford you 4 people in a room instead of 3 people in a room at some of their properties. And given the way their award chart doesn't fluctuate seasonally, like, for example, at the Andaz Papagayo, I think it's 15,000 points a night every night for the whole year if there's award availability. This could be a really nice sweet spot because during the holiday periods, that property goes for over $1,000 a night. So I think there could be some value in this. I'm really excited about this, actually. There's another part to it that I think is interesting, and that's that you can get on a cash stay, a premium award night for 9,000 points a night. So normally on a cash stay, you can upgrade to a suite for 6,000 points a night, but that's just a standard suite. They're opening up these premium suites for 9,000 points a night. So Hyatt is very confusing when you start navigating all these type of things. A lot of their reps don't understand what the promos are and things like that. But as the rumor has stated right now, I'm actually really excited about this because anything I can do to guarantee a suite upfront ahead of time when I need it is a really good thing in my book. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I think that the devil's in the details, so we really won't know until we see it all. But anything that can keep the Hyatt program going a little bit longer, I know that you're a globalist, I'm globalist, so anything we can do to keep it going and just get these hotel operators to give us what we want versus the thing we always talk about is these upgrades available when space is available or space available upgrades. And that, you and I seem very similar in that I can't bank on a space available upgrade. I want a confirmed upgrade. And even if I have to pay for it, I'll do it sometimes. So I like that it's giving us more options for that. I mean, we won't know until we see it, right, Robert?
Absolutely. Devil's in the details. I like that.
And the last thing that we're going to cover here on the shortened edition of the podcast is the Walmart Money Center transaction changes that went into place last week. There was a lot of angst over this, and I know that I even caught myself falling into some of the hysteria and going on Monday the 15th and just liquidating everything I had just to make sure that I wasn't holding a lot of inventory. Fortunately, those changes have come and gone. We're going to go over a lot of the detail in those changes, but needless to say, there has not been much of a change at my Walmart. How about at your Walmart?
I don't go to Walmart anymore. I gave up.
I had to get it in.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for the free version this week. We would love it if you joined us on the extended version of the podcast for a more in-depth look at this week's news and the topic of the week, which is winterizing your points and miles strategy, tying up those loose ends as we come into the end of the year here, making sure you get all of your air travel incidentals taken care of, and looking out next year and even the year beyond and for ways to double and triple dip some sign-up bonuses as you come into the end of the year here. To access that content, you'll want to go to patreon.com/myelinomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer. There we can speak more freely about the topics we discussed today and more.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.